Blog Talk Radio.
Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, your biggest cheerleader. Tonight, I'm loving our topic. But before we jump in on our topic, I have to thank our sponsors because they have been so gracious and such a blessing to us. I want to thank Red Rose Conquerors with business coach Cornelia Brown. I tell you, this woman is such an angel. She is a walking angel. She helps you build your business if you need to help with starting up your own business. She can even help you get started in one for as low as $25. You can give her a call at 404-786-0873. Again, that is Elder Cornelia Brown. She is the founder of Red Rose Conquerors, and she is a business coach, awesome woman. Mombizboss.org. Ladies, you want to connect with other like-minded women that are awesome and amazing. In fact, Mombizboss stands for Multiple Operational Managers, and their tagline is where motherhood and business is one and the same. But they have their monthly network, net worth luncheon, this coming virtual net worth lunch coming on Friday the 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you want to go out and register for that. It's going to be on Eventbrite, or you can go out to the website at mombizboss.org and get your tickets. You can sign up and also as a part of their group and be a part of this great, I mean, they're always putting on events, offering all kinds of information. Like there was a grant that was open, and they reminded you of, hey, this grant is here and the deadline is today. So different little things, they look out for each other. So you want the ladies connect with other ladies like yourselves. Get your copy of the EP, This Is Me by Deidre Novette. That's our singer voice. Y'all heard when you heard that song, intro song, that is the one and only Deidre Novette. And her EP, This Is Me, is located on all of your digital outlets. So please go out and support her. We also have, ladies, if you need some accessories to, you know, finish accessorizing your perfect outfit, go to Instagram.com and go to type in Ultimately Unique You, Ultimately Unique, the letter U, and you can get your great pieces, whether it's earrings or necklaces, bracelets, whatever it is you need, they can take care of it. Purses, oh, they have the nicest things. Get any of your books of inspiration and motivation by yours truly, Aaliyah Butler. And you can even get a bilingual book that teaches your children in English and Spanish. And that book that I wrote is called A Learning Book Just For Me. That's a children's book, but everything else is motivational and inspirational. And it's found on all your digital outlets, Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble. So you can go out and support me with that. Also, if you're interested in being a sponsor of our show, you can actually email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. And then finally, if you want to sow into this fruitful soil, this fertile soil, you can actually cash out with us, cash at $onfiretoinspire. So tonight's topic is overcoming insecurities. Now, y'all, I'm telling you, when Holy Spirit gave me this topic, it was like 5:30 a.m., and I was like, wow, overcoming insecurities. I told y'all, this is not my show. This is God's show. I just am the girl that he's chosen to use who's walking in obedience. So when he gave me that topic this morning, I was like, whoa. And I know I heard him say, in order to move forward in the things that I'm calling you to do, you've got to overcome those insecurities. Insecurities, let's go ahead and define what an insecurity is. So I looked it up dictionary.com, and dictionary.com defined an insecurity as lack of confidence or assurance, self-doubt. And then it says it's the quality or state of being insecure. Now, insecure said that that was subject to fears and doubts. What is it that you've allowed, what insecurity or something that you're not feeling secure in, trying to hold you hostage or holding you back, right? Well, you see, you may feel insecure or inadequate or even more, even inexperienced when God gives you an assignment. I tell you, most of the times when God gives you an assignment, it may be something that's huge. It's so far out of your comfort zone. And so you may even ask God, who, me? You talking about me, God? Because that's what I said. When God asked me to do On Fire to Inspire, I was like, you really talk about me doing On Fire to Inspire? And many of you who know how this actual show was birthed, it came about as a book first. And God was using me in the midnight hours. He's waking me up in the midnight hours to just give me pieces. And those pieces was just to motivate and inspire your heart, to move you from that place of being stuck, to move you from that place of fear. And so it started out as a book first. So, you know, many times we're questioning, God, you sure you chose the right person? You're talking about me, right? So many times he's taking you out of that place of comfort and things that are familiar and telling you, okay, I'm trying to push you into what I already know that's on the inside of you. And, yeah, as the Holy Spirit was giving me this morning, I was writing so fast. So my notes, I may or may not be able to read them. Excuse me, y'all. So y'all have to bear with me, okay? But that's one of the things that, you know, when things aren't familiar, we're not familiar with them and we just know very little about them, we become, you know, we're uneasy about it because it's not something we're comfortable with. And so this is what he gave me this morning. It said, when you're unfamiliar and, you know, little about it, is then when God can use you. Amen. Thank you. It's then that God can use you to totally get the glory. So it's the stuff that you really don't have a clue about, but he's saying, okay, I'm directing you in this direction. And you do it, and you start seeing the fruit from it. That's when he's getting the glory, because you had no clue. I mean, who knew that that's what you wanted to do or you'd be eventually doing? If you told me 6 years ago that I'd be doing this, actually, it will be 6 years that I've been doing it now as December, but there's no way. Now, the video part, no, I wasn't doing that. I was hiding behind the online radio. But God has given you some things, and you're like, oh, I'm not, I don't know about that. And here's the thing he also gave me. He said he placed in you these things. He sends you, he's called you to do it, and more than likely you're not qualified in man's eyes, but he knows what you're capable of, and he knows what he placed in you long before you were even ever born. Long before you even thought of, he equipped you with these things. But many times, you know, it's like, oh, but don't let me get ahead of myself, y'all. So many times in man's eyes, we're not qualified, but he's equipped us for the journey that he's placed before us. So come on out of your emotions and your fears and your anxieties or anything that's tried to keep you in a place of feeling or telling you anything other than what God is telling you or what he's currently saying or what he's told you. I'm not saying that these things, there may not be times where there's some things that you need to learn some things along the way to perfect the things. I'm not saying that's not going to be the case, because as I got, you know, more comfortable with doing things, I start doing more and more of, you know, doing a show every week. The very first time doing a show, I was like, are you really kidding me? Lord, you want me to do what? But for example, if God told you to do something that you've never been introduced before, well, of course, you're going to have to do some research or get, you know, with someone that does that. And, you know, after a while, you'll get comfortable in it. The more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to get in it anyway. But think about it like this. In the calendar that we're in the Gregorian calendar. So in the calendar that we're in, we have 3 more months. And we have 3 more months to finish strong. You see, you can at least finish strong or at least start that huge project that you know that's on the inside of you. Because for many of you, and I know this time last year when God had me move back to South Carolina, he said you had to do a vision board party. So I did it last year. Yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of it. And I was like, what, God, at the end of the year? And he was like, yeah, because there's some things that I'm calling people to do, but some of them, they're going to have to start it in 2019 to complete it for 2020 because it's that big. And so same thing for many of you in this scenario. There are some things that God has placed on the inside of you that he's saying, I need you to get started on it. And then there are some maybe some smaller projects that he's saying, hey, this is the time. You're going to get it done, but I need you to focus so you can get it done before the end of the year. Now, do me a favor. Don't try to talk yourself out of what you know that God is telling you to do. I'll say that one more time. Don't try to talk yourself out of what you know for a fact that God is telling you to do or what he's told you to do. Because we're good at that. Well, you know, I don't know if God told me that or you know. You see, God loves you enough, and you got to understand that you got to love yourself enough to trust his voice. And so, I tell y'all, like I said, I was writing real fast when the Holy Spirit was giving this to me this morning. So I use myself, y'all. I love to use myself to be transparent, because it's in my transparency, as we talked about last week, that we can, you know, you can be set free and delivered, right? So as God was giving me the book, because that's how this show was birthed, as he was giving me the book, he would wake me up. I may be asleep. He may wake me up at 2 a.m. He may wake me up at 4 a.m. Like this morning when I think he woke me up at 4:40. But it was those time mornings, he was just giving me just prophetic pieces. And I was writing. But guess what? That book the title did not come to that book until the end. So don't allow yourself to get stuck or stagnated on waiting on a title or waiting on the perfect scenario. No, start where he tells you to start. Do what he's telling you to do, because as you move, it's going to all come together. It's going to fall into place, and you're going to do what he's calling you to do. You're going to reach the people that he's calling you to reach. I don't care. Don't get caught up in numbers. Please don't get caught up in numbers, because it's that one that can go ahead and equip and mobilize thousands. All right. So don't get caught up he told me to write this book, but I don't have a title. Just keep writing. Just do whatever he's telling you to do. You'll have a title at the end, possibly, like I did, because it was at the very end. All right, so start wherever he directs you. And like I said, I promise it'll come together, it'll move, but you got to just do what he's saying to do and move. And I hear somebody asking me now, well, what if I don't know God's voice? What if I don't hear him talking to me? And this is what I say to you right now. I say to you, shut the TV down, cut the internet off, turn the TV, the iPod, shut everything down. And I want you to just pray and say, okay, God, I need you to tell me what this is you're calling me to do. I am not understanding, and I need to hear your voice. And here's the thing. As you're waiting for his voice, Don't be rude now, because y'all know conversation. Start where he directs you and move. Yes, that's what I'm talking about, Mr. Bernard. So this is what I'm saying to you. As you're talking to him and you're speaking to him, then I want you to be still enough to hear him talk back to you. For example, we're having a conversation, right? And I'm just saying, talking. I'm saying everything I need to say. And I even ask you questions. And then I get finished and I just walk off. That's rude, right? Exactly. Start small, finish strong. That's what I'm talking about. So if I was talking to you and we're having a conversation and I say what I need to say and walk off, just roll where your mantle. So with that said, after you're praying, be still, be intentional, and hear him. Just be still. Because many of you just doing this. I see you in the spirit just moving. And you're moving, you're hearing everything, the TV, the internet thing, and the iPods, and the iPads, and the children, and the this. But you hear everything but him. He said, I'm speaking to you, but everything that's playing is drowning out my voice. My God, y'all, that ain't in notes. As he was giving me this stuff this morning, that is not in my notes. It's time to shut some things down so you can hear him. All right, so next. Oh, Lord, like I said, y'all, bear with me because I was writing this under the influence of the Holy Spirit at 5:30 this morning. So as I mentioned before, conversation is two ways, so you got to listen to him. Be still enough to listen to him. And as you start hearing from him and moving in obedience, your confidence starts to be built up. So as you're moving in what he's telling you to do, and as you're going where he's telling you to go, you know, my first show, yes, I was shaking. Nobody could tell, but I was shaking. But by now, nervous? Absolutely not. Fun? I have a ball because this is exactly what he's telling me to do. I'm operating in one of the many gifts that he's given me. And there are so many testimonies that I get back. I'm like, oh my God, you know, you're confirming what God is giving me, or you did this or you did that. And I'm like, no, I'm just a willing vessel. It's all him, right? So I don't try to take all the what he's saying to do. Okay, so next, y'all, it's time to walk out your destiny. So it's time for you to walk in what he's calling you to. Be still enough to listen to him. Absolutely, Mr. Terra Coulter. The Coulter team is on the line. Y'all, thank y'all so much for joining. Thank you so much, Prophetess Sheffield, for joining as well. So, y'all, so many of you, I hear somebody else in spirit say, well, Aaliyah, I'm not qualified. Well, Moses didn't think he was qualified either. Moses said, well, you know, Lord, I got the stuttering issue. I have the speech impediment. He said, but I can still use you. All I need to do is have a willing person. Well, Lord, you know, I used to kill people. Talking about Saul that later became Paul and became a disciple and one of the strongest ones that really went and actually, oh my God. But anyway, y'all, what I'm saying is don't allow things to tell you anything other than what God is saying. What you thought was an excuse, turn it around to use it as a stepping stone. Okay? So I'm going to say that again. What you thought or what you used to use as an excuse, it's time for you to turn it around and use it as a stepping stone. God is calling you to be who he's called you to be in this hour. So go to him and ask him, God, who are you calling me to be? What are you calling me to do? Because this ain't it. Just status quo, it ain't it no more. God qualifies the call. Absolutely, absolutely. So this is what he was giving me. He said, you are not inadequate. You are not inexperienced, and you are not incapable. I'm going to say that again. You are not inadequate. You are not inexperienced, and you're not incapable. You are, however, you are adequate. You are equipped, and you're more than enough to do all that he has called you to do. I'm going to say that again. You are adequate. You are equipped and more than enough to do all that he has called you to do. You see, you can do all things through who strengthens you. He's calling you because many are counting on you because you're going to be the one to push them into their destiny. You're going to unlock the door for them. You're going to open that door for them. But it's time for you to get into your position and not allow things to, these little insecurities, that you say, well, I don't know. Guess what? Let that go tonight. We're letting that go tonight. So, no more sitting on the sidelines. No more second guessing. Walking in doubt or fear with your head held down. Today, September 22nd, 2020, at 8:20 p.m., I call you to rise up and walk in victory and do what God has called you to do. Because you're already victorious. He's called you to triumph already. That's what the word says. So I'm just reminding you of what he said in his word. So today, I call you to rise up and walk in the victory that you already are. It's already on the inside of you. Now, I have some scriptures to kind of like solidify and just kind of let y'all permeate in your spirit, okay? I have three scriptures for you, but these three scriptures I'm going to read to you in several versions, because one may speak to one person while the other one may just drive it on in for someone else. Okay, so here we go. 2 Timothy 1:7, King James Version. Everybody knows King James, so that's why I'm giving it to you in King James. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Okay, that's King James Version. Everybody knows that one. Same scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7. Amplified Classic reads this: For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. That's the same scripture, but the Amplified Classic version. Because again, if one didn't speak to you, another will, right? So, we're going same scripture, different version. Here we go again. 2 Timothy 1:7, Contemporary English Version says this: God's spirit doesn't make cowards out of us. The spirit gives us power, love, and self-control. Y'all heard that. So I just gave y'all one scripture out of three different versions, and all three of them should have just had your spirit just leaping, because that one scripture spoke to someone in a different way. And many of us, it may have spoken to us just like, whoo. All right, next one. Y'all ready? Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6, New Living Translation says this: And I am certain. I'm going to say that part again. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally done on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So Philippians 1:6, New Living Translation, said that I am certain that he's going to complete the work that he's done, right? But I'm going to give it to you in Contemporary English. Y'all ready for this? Philippians 1:6 again, but Contemporary English Version says this: God is the one who began this good work in you, and I am certain that he won't stop before it is complete on the day that Christ returns. He said in this version, he said, I'm certain. He still said he was certain. He said, but I'm also certain that he won't stop until it's complete. Find your portion. Understand what you have and who you are, and see yourself in this. There are no more inadequacies. There are no more insecurities, because you are already enough, right? Isaiah, final scripture, Isaiah 41:10, and this one is Contemporary English Version, and it says this: Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't tremble with fear. I am your God. I will make you strong as I protect you with my arm and give you victory. He's already made you victorious. Mr. Terrell said, we are victorious. That scripture just said, he's giving you victory. You're victorious. So that was Contemporary English Version of Isaiah 41:10. So same scripture, different version. This time, Isaiah 41:10 Amplified says this: Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, and of salvation. I tell y'all, thank you so much for those scriptures. So I tell y'all, those three scriptures I read to you in different translations, and I hope it spoke to your spirit, man, because as she said, we are victorious. As I told you, you're more than enough. You are already qualified. There are no more inadequacies. There are no more insecurities, because God has already equipped you to do that which he has called you to do. So I'm going to add the link. If anybody wants to share tonight, you can come in and share. You don't have to be seen if you don't want to be seen. So you can turn your camera off if you don't want to be seen side by side. We'll just hear your voice. But if you have anything to add or a comment or whatever, I'm excited about this topic, because I'm telling you, it's time for us to get some things done before 2020 is out. For those of you who are celebrating Rosh Hashanah, I'm telling you this, whoo, my God, God is doing some things. Anybody want to come on, I just put the link up. All you have to do is click on it. And you can turn the microphone, you can turn your microphone on, but your thing off if you don't want to be seen. If you're in radio land and you want to hear, you want to say something, press 1. I'll bring you live. If you have comments, anything that's been said that's, that hit home for you, or if there's anything you want to talk about on the topic, because this is the time. This is the time to understand that God is calling you out. He's calling you out of your comfort zone. He's calling you out of that place of bondage that either you've placed yourself in or that you have allowed people to put you in. He said, no more. I'm calling you out, and I'm calling you to that place that I've called you to. And so for many of you, like for me, I can talk to a tree, I tell y'all. I've even been told one time before, you talk to a stop sign, and I said, you're absolutely right. I would if I had to. But at the end of the day, God is going to use you for his glory, and he's going to use your gifting. So as God told me, I'm going to use your teaching ability, your gift of your anointing in the spiritual realm of your teaching gift. I'm going to use it for my glory. I didn't understand it, but as he was shifting on fire to inspire, now I understand. But anybody want to come on, you're welcome to do so. You can press 1 if you're in Radio Land Online. And if you're on Facebook Live with us, you can click on the link. I'll bring you on the screen. Again, you can turn your camera off if you are camera shy, or ladies, if you're having a bad hair day or whatever. But I tell y'all, I was so excited about this topic tonight. I was like, woo, God. And I was reading this morning, I was reading a daily devotional on the Bible app, and I was like, whoa, you know, as God was giving it to me, he said, okay, he gave me the topic, and then he had me stop reading what I was reading, and then I just start writing. I just start writing to the point where, like I said, I was writing so fast, the Holy Spirit was just leading me. I was writing so fast to where, that's why I was having to look at my notes like, what did I say? Because it wasn't me. But y'all, it's time to come out your comfort zone and let God be God. Let everything that he's placed on the inside of you just rise up and just walk in that boldness, that holy boldness that he's calling you to. I'm telling you, I'm excited for you. I'm excited about what he's doing. If y'all could see me in the spirit, I'm cutting cartwheels with you and for you. And for many of you, we did a topic 3-4 weeks ago, and that topic was talking about making a commitment for yourself, because you commit to everybody else, you commit to everybody else, but you don't make that same commitment level for yourself. You drop the ball. Well, y'all, I'm here to say today is day 35 for me, that I committed to myself for 3 miles a day. And I've done it every single day. Now, this morning, the Holy Spirit woke me up at like 4:40 this morning in such a place where I didn't get to do it this morning. But guess what? When we get off of here, getting them 3 miles in, because this is day 35. You think I'm going to let the ball drop because I've been busy today or whatever? Absolutely not. Because as I made that commitment, I gave that back to God. I said, you know what, God? I go in, all in for everybody else. Now I want to go in to do this for me and my own health. My health wasn't failing or anything, but I want to be proactive. I want to give God glory through taking care of my body. And why use an excuse of, well, you know what, I'm tired. Oh, well, I mean, I have a friend of mine, y'all, that got delivered from cancer. She is totally healed. She said, girl, I was days I couldn't get out of bed because I had chemo and I was so sick. But she walks, she runs every day, anywhere from 5 to 10 miles a day, and mostly 8 to 10 miles a day. She do like a 2-hour workout. Even after she finished running, she's doing additional stuff. So what's my excuse? What's your excuse? Well, I don't have the time. Make it. You heard me say I got up at 4:40 this morning, and I still hadn't had the opportunity to get it in, but guess what? It's going to get done. So go ahead and take out all the excuses and take out everything that you have allowed to hold you hostage no more. You are now free and to walk in liberty to do the things that he's calling you to. I don't care what's been said to you in the past. I speak into your future right now. I speak into your present, and I tell you, you are free. You're liberated in your mind because God has called you. He's renewing your mind, and it's time for you to do that daily, to intentionally renew your mind, to renew your words. Stop speaking everything other than what you want to see, because you're going to start getting what you're seeing. So be intentional about your words. Even if you got $2 in your bank account left, guess what? Oh, I got more than enough. God supplies all my needs. Whatever it is, yada, yada. Fill in the blank for whatever your situation is. But don't call yourself broke, because guess what? You're going to get what you're speaking. Call yourself having an overflow. God, I thank you for the overflow that's coming into my bank account. I thank you for my more than enough. I thank you that my children have everything they have need of. I thank you for those of us who have children in college. God, I thank you for scholarships and grants that they didn't even apply for. That they come find them. Money findeth them. Money findeth my family because we walk in the overflow, because money is attracted to us. I'm a money magnet. Somebody posted that recently. And I was like, woo, I like that. But it's time for you to come out of the old status quo. That doesn't work anymore. We're in a new hour. We're in a new place. We're in a new time. And you cannot operate in yesterday like God is calling you to walk in today. Well, I guess y'all are being shy tonight. I was just absorbing what God was giving. Because I tell you, as God was giving it to me, I was like, oh, Lord, well, you better go ahead then. But I have enjoyed, thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed you guys. I love you. Thank you so much for spending time with me, your Purpose Midwife, your biggest cheerleader, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We will be back, same time, same place next week again. Go support all of our sponsors. If you haven't purchased any of my books, y'all go out and look out on digital outlets. We have On Fire to Inspire, the book. We have the children's book, A Learning Book Just for Me. We have a book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations. That's something that you want to do daily. Speak affirmations. Speak that you are more than a conqueror. Speak the things that God say over your life. And then, what's the other book I have? Oh, the 21-Day Mind Detox. Maybe time to detox your mind again. And for those of you who just want to know the ministry, so my Cash App is $ on fire to inspire. And I have so many people saying, Leah, why you don't do that? I don't think about it. I mean, I don't. And for those of you who are interested in being a sponsor, you can email onfireinspire@gmail.com and just put sponsorship as your subject. Well, again, I love you guys. I'll see y'all same time, same place next week. Y'all have a fruitful, favorable, and blessed week. Love y'all.